Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, good morning again, everybody, or I guess in the Eastern time zone, good afternoon. You're listening to American Family Radio. You can go to our website, afr.net. You can download podcasts of this show. We're here Monday through Friday, or other shows. You can get our programming schedule, our list of stations. Everything is at our website, afr.net. You can also go on Facebook or YouTube and watch this show if you'd like to. Just type in Today's Issues. I'm here with Ed Vitagliano. My name is Tim Wildman. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net if you would like to. Steve Jordahl works for our One News Now team.
I do.
And American Family Radio News. And Steve joins us Monday through Thursday during this half hour. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Tim.
What do you got, my friend?
Do you guys remember the video that came out a couple weeks ago about this conservative guy on the UC Berkeley campus? He was with one of the groups that does the political free speech type things. He wasn't a student there, but he was kind of recruiting conservatives and giving a conservative message. And out of the blue, this man comes up, confronts him, and punches him in the face and walks away.
Gave him a concussion.
Oh, it was if you saw the video, it was a pretty brutal knockdown. And it took 3 weeks, but Zachary Greenberg, 28 years old, has been arrested. Finally.
Good.
They have charged him with 3 felonies. The assault likely to produce great bodily injury, battery with a serious bodily injury, and criminal threats. So it took a while. He was charged with misdemeanor vandalism and also causing less than $400 in damage. So justice finally comes to conservatives, at least.
And this is important.
It is.
Because there was video of this, and I think it took 3 weeks because they were trying to identify him and then find him and then charge him for assaulting this guy on the campus. But this kind of thing's happening more and more, where if you wear a MAGA hat or you wear something conservative on your T-shirt, in some places you're getting assaulted. So I'm glad that local authorities are taking these kinds of things seriously. And protecting free speech on our college campuses and elsewhere. That's important.
And it kind of goes back to the hate thing you were talking about last hour, I think, too. It's just this.
Well, who's hating? It's the liberals that
exactly.
are beat. The liberals. In this case, it was a liberal who physically assaulted a conservative fella who was just on campus minding his own business, promoting something.
He was with Turning Point USA.
Yeah, he wasn't threatening anybody.
Right.
But this guy came up and just hit him in the face. Why? Because he was a conservative. He
doesn't deserve to live, kind of thing.
Yeah. I just think, I tell you what, I would be careful if I were liberals today attacking people with MAGA hats or anything like that, because you better make sure that you have a clean slate, that you haven't been in trouble with the law in any way. Because remember this lady last week. And was it New Hampshire, Vermont, or Massachusetts? I think it was Massachusetts. I start laughing when I think about the story. So if you missed it, this lady went into a restaurant. This kid, a young man, I should say, probably in his 20s, he's sitting at the bar eating, okay, watching TV, I guess. Look like he's by himself. So he had on a Make America Great hat. This lady walks by him and flips, if I remember correctly, basically taunts him and flips his hat off.
And then tries to push his face down in his food.
And then physically tries to push his face down in the food. In other words, she's attacking him because he is a supporter of President Trump. Well, he calls the police, or somebody does there. The police come and they arrest her for
assault,
as she should have been. You can't do that. You can't do that to people. So they do a check on her and find out she is from Brazil, and she's here illegally.
For like 17 years or something crazy.
So she was arrested by ICE. And you can see why tears of laughter are rolling down my face. Because this woman, had she just minded her own business and been lawful and not attacked this young man, she would still be here, living here illegally. But now she's going to be, she's arrested by ICE and she'll be deported back to Brazil, and she'll have to make her way back up through Mexico, you know, and get in line in Tijuana to come back over the border. But until then, she's going to have about 6 months to a year, you know, with a hard way to go.
That's right.
So
that's
next time,
I don't know.
Next time, mind your own business, lady, and let the kid wear his hat and go sit down and order your hamburger. But that's these people, these liberal people, feel entitled. That's why they can bully you at a restaurant.
Right.
In Washington, D.C. or wherever. Remember the...
Oh, yeah. We had a rash of that going on.
Yeah, Maxine Waters says go physically confront people in the that work in the administration. They feel like they're on a righteous mission, and it means they have to beat up or take out, or in the case of this guy who went to the park and shoot Republican congressmen.
Yes.
Remember that? If it means you got to kill them. For some of them. I'm not saying that's the mainstream of progressive...
Yeah, we want to be fair.
Progressive thought. I'm just saying, if you dehumanize people enough, then you will find people who want to go and shoot them and kill them. And so that we live in a time like that today. But anyway, all right. So good that the police in Berkeley caught this man who slugged the conservative guy who was just minding his own. Who didn't threaten him?
Nope.
You're listening to Today's Issues, Next Story. Steve,
I wanted to say that we have a guest coming on. You remember a couple days ago we talked about Brendan Johnston, who is the wrestler in Colorado, who cited several logical reasons and ethical reasons why he didn't want to wrestle girls in the state tournament.
Right.
As a result, placed way lower, probably lost a very good chance at being a state champion. I want to welcome to the show my good friend and former colleague, Jeff Johnston, who is Brendan's dad, and wanted to talk a little bit. Good morning, Jeff. How you doing?
Hey, Steve. I'm doing all right. How are you?
It's a good day in Mississippi. I hope things are going well in Colorado also. You're on the show with Tim Wildman, the president of American Family Association, and vice president Ed Vitagliano, and just little old nobody me. inspiring story about your son. How's Brendan doing these days? Is he kind of, it seems, I think, in talking to you, he wants to be over this little 5 minutes of fame and get back to life. Is he doing well?
Yeah, Brendan's doing all right. As you said, this was a week and a half ago at the Colorado State High School Wrestling Tournament. And he chose to forfeit twice to girls rather than, you know, go on the mat with them. And that knocked him out of the tournament. And he was seated fourth in the state in our division, you know, medium, small-sized schools. So he did have a good shot of landing on the medal podium, but because of his stance, he knocked himself out. And Denver Post picked up the story and did a big story on it, and that reporter actually did a very fine job. He came from a wrestling family in Iowa, and so he knows a bit about the sport, and he gave Brendan's viewpoint, which was that he didn't want to use his physical aggression and strength to pin, tackle a girl on the mat. That's not what he wanted to do.
Hey, Jeff, what are the rules in Colorado? Do boys and girls wrestle together?
Well, wrestling started out as a boys' sport, of course, and then with Title IX and different legislative action, because it was only a boys' sport, the state high school sports and athletics and arts association said, well, we don't have girls wrestling, and if a girl does want to wrestle, she can wrestle with the guys. Now, more recently, they did start a pilot program for girls, and about 2 weeks before this, they had the girls' state championship in that pilot program, and it should be an official sport by 2020. But at least two girls decided that they would rather wrestle with the guys, and so the state still allows them to do that, yes.
Yeah.
And Jeff, this is Ed here, and that is within similar weight classes, right? So you wouldn't have a 180-pound boy wrestling a 130-pound girl that they were trying to give young ladies. And I listen, I don't want to appear to be discouraging girls who enjoy wrestling. It's a fine sport, and I certainly sympathize with girls who want to wrestle.
Clint, you know, on Beverly Hillbillies, she was a wrestler.
Oh, that's right. Who's Ellie May?
Oh, Ellie May.
You wouldn't want to wrestle Ellie May.
No, that's true. But
you know, so there's precedent.
There is some precedent on the Beverly Hillbillies, Jeff, if you want to address that. But they did have them in similar weight classes. Did girls generally hold their own in this is kind of a little bit off topic, but or were they consistently and soundly getting beaten by the boys? How did that work out for girls who wanted to wrestle?
Well, Steve knows I'm not very tall, and my guys aren't either. I have twins who are 18 years old, and Aiden wrestles at 113, and Brendan wrestles at 106. And I haven't seen any girls at the higher weights do very well, but I have seen some at the lower weights. And often it's because they're wrestling younger guys. You know, they're more freshmen than seniors that are wrestling 106 and 113. Now this girl, I don't want to take anything against her either. I wouldn't want to wrestle her. She is proficient in judo and boxing, and she wants to go to the Olympics in judo. So she's quite an athlete. But for us, the issue wasn't, you know, can girls wrestle? Of course they can. You know, you mentioned Ellie Mae. She used to take Jethro down all the time. But so it's not about girls wrestling, but it's about girls wrestling boys.
Right.
This is, you know, the highest contact sport there that I know of, and there's moves like a high crotch grab and chest to chest, and it just seems inappropriate in many ways for a guy to be wrestling a girl. And so, you know, the fact that the state allows it is where we find more fault with that than girls wanting to wrestle.
I did not wrestle. Are you telling me there is an actual move called a quote high crotch grab end quote?
Yeah, we've been around the sport 10 years, and I'm still learning it. But yeah, there's a high crotch and a
Sam, chest. Sam, go for the high crotch grab right now. It just doesn't sound right. You know what I'm saying?
And you just repeated it on national radio.
Well, they scream it out at high school wrestling matches. Obviously, go ahead, Steve.
So Jeff,
well, there's a cross face where, you know, a guy is almost punching the other guy in the face as he's reaching around, and you're doing half Nelsons and all kinds of different grabs and moves that. And Brendan was very careful.
You're not supposed to do that to girls on the wrestling mat or anywhere else.
And it wasn't just that. I was kind of surprised a couple weeks ago because when Brendan were talking about it, they said it's not just that we don't want to touch girls that way. It's that we don't want to be touched that way. We have boundaries around our own bodies.
Right.
And they wanted those to be respected as well.
Jeff, what was the conversation like between you and Brendan when this came up? I'm assuming it came up before the tournament, but did he talk this through with you? The way he was going to react and what he was going to do?
Well, he's been wrestling since seventh grade, and he and the other wrestlers, he's part of a really good team. There's a whole group of Christian guys that wrestle together, and they're part of a wrestler's Bible study, and so they've talked about this over the years, and some of the guys do choose to wrestle girls. But he decided early on, both he and Aiden decided that they would not do this. And it came up last year at the state tournament. Brendan was 1-1 going into the third round and found out that his opponent was going to be a young lady. And he really agonized over it. He talked to his team, he talked to his coach, talked to us and his brother. And he decided last year, and that was a tougher decision, I think. And one of the things he said was that, you know, just because this is the state tournament, I'm not going to change what I've done throughout my whole career. And so this year going in, he knew that there were two girls in his bracket and that it might happen. And he was just more settled about it this year. It's like he already decided it.
Yeah.
I got one more question for you, Jeff, before I let you go. Would this affect like a potential scholarship that he might get? I don't know if he's looking to go to college on wrestling, but the fact that he finished lower in a state tournament, could this affect his future?
Well, he does want to wrestle in college, and he was looking at Wheaton, and they're flying him out to talk to him there. But let me tell you a couple of stories that happened after this event. The former registrar from Wheaton, he was the registrar there for 25 years, now lives in Colorado Springs. And he saw the story and sent it to folks he knows at Wheaton. So they're aware of the issue. And then we just got a call out of the blue. We've been getting emails and people congratulating Brendan for standing up for his principles. But we got a call from out of the blue from Oklahoma Wesleyan, and they want to fly all four of us out there to check out their campus. And one of the things that their vice president said was that good character should be rewarded. So I don't know where Brendan's going to land. He's also been accepted at Colorado Christian. But, yeah, there's been a couple of opportunities that have actually come out of this because he took a stand based on his faith and values.
So, Jeff, one last question. Do you wrestle your sons?
No, they could take me.
Okay. No, all right.
That's when you are glad you raised young men with good character.
Yeah. No, they
okay.
I'm too old for that.
All right. But you did wrestle in high school yourself.
No, I was more involved in student government and speech and debate than I was in sports. But
Jeff's a smart man.
They've done this for 6 years, and they've also done cross country, and they're very bright kids too. So.
And athletic.
We're proud of them.
They're bright kids.
Athletic and have the character that when you say go clean the room, they say, listen.
I'll wrestle you for it.
they just go and do what they're told. That's good.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Jeff Johnston, Johnston.
Yeah, don't forget the T. He'll let you know.
he works for Focus on the Family.
He does. That's where we were colleagues.
Yeah, but that isn't the reason we had him on. The reason we had him on, his son, what's his son's name?
Brendan.
Brendan Johnston.
Brendan is a high school senior. He wrestles. He went to the state tournament, and he was undefeated during his senior season with the exception of forfeits,
six forfeits. Five of them were against girls.
Okay. So he said he made the decision that he wasn't going to wrestle girls at the state championship. And so it could have cost him a state championship trophy. That's what we're saying. But he said, for the reasons his dad said, he decided, you know, I'm just not going to wrestle girls. And he wasn't disrespectful at all about that. He that's just for the reasons his dad gave. You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim here with Ed and Steve. Steve, next story, please.
Last weekend was the Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington, D.C. The president spoke there for a good 2 hours, his longest speech ever. I missed this until today. One of the speakers was the MyPillow guy, Jeff Lindell.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen those? It's kind of a creepy commercial on Fox that comes on every so often where a couple goes and opens their medicine cabinet over their sink, and he's standing there on the other side of the wall.
That's happened to me, actually.
I don't know why you say that's creepy, man. Yeah. That happens all the time.
Yeah. Some stranger in your bathroom. But anyway, I wanted to give you a little clip, a sound of what he said at the Political Action Committee, and then kind of talk a little bit about what he does.
Donald Trump invited me to meet him at Trump Tower in New York City. I walked into his office with high hopes on August 15, 2016. I walked out of that office after meeting with him, and I knew God had chosen him for such a time as this. God answered our prayers, our millions of prayers, and gave us grace, and a miracle happened on November 8, 2016. We were given a second chance and time granted to get our country back on track with our conservative values and getting people saved in Jesus' name. As I stand before you today, I see the greatest president in history. Of course he is. He was chosen by God.
I said Jeff Lindell. I was still thinking of Jeff Johnston. It's Mike Lindell, who's the inventor of MyPillow, and quite the philanthropist as well as as a Trump
I saw him
fan.
3 weeks ago at an event I went to in Orlando, a conference I went to. He was the featured speaker one night at dinner. Mike, the MyPillow.
Yeah,
guy. I have one. It's a comfortable pillow.
Well, and you mentioned that he's very wealthy because of his dream and his product, and you said he's a philanthropist. However, Steve, you're never going to see any of that since you called his commercial creepy.
I might not.
Right. On the other hand, right. I think it was a fine commercial. Fine
right,
commercial.
And if he wants to make a donation to
that's,
American Family Association,
that's right.
He'll make sure that none of it gets to my office.
Right. But you know what? He's got a powerful Christian testimony. Maybe we can play that sometime. I'll invite
or have him on the program.
Yeah, have him on the program. And he invented that pillow himself.
He did.
In 2008, he said he was a drug addict. He showed a picture of himself in 2008. He was a drug addict, about he was wasting his life away, and Jesus Christ, he says, saved his life, and set him on a new path.
11 years later, he's boldly proclaiming, Jesus, and he's a successful businessman.
And the thing too is, it's rare that you find a major businessman who's willing to say he's a conservative Christian.
Right.
Well, he put $1 million into the movie Unplanned. He gave them $1 million to help with that. He has been giving all kinds of...
He also got a cameo in there for that, too.
Does he?
Oh, yeah.
There's an awful lot of other... he gives a lot of pillows away. I've been talking on and off with one of the pastors up in Paradise, California. Remember the town that was burned down last summer? And they had a gathering there, their first time that they were able to go, the community was able to gather together to church. He donated a MyPillow to every single person that had to flee that fire.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really cool. my one last thing today, it's kind of along the same lines. There was a phone call, see if I can find my piece of paper, which I have stapled to something, in Minnesota. And this person in Minnesota comes and says, hey, you got to come quick. There's a guy standing out in the freezing cold, and he's just hugging a pillow, and it's like minus 12.
This is a 911
call? 911 call. The police come out, find a life-size cutout of Mike Lindell standing in his pillows, standing outside a house.
who put the life? Who
oh,
put
somebody. The I don't know. It was like maybe a guy that owned a pillow shop and brought it home and just stood it out front or whatever. But
maybe put it out by the garbage or something. And, and so somebody thought
somebody
so
calls
somebody
the cops. Said this guy's freezing out there. It's in Minnesota. Yeah,
he's not moving.
Just hugging a pillow. The poor guy's so cold.
Oh wow. Okay. Well, Steve, thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you for listening to the program, everybody. We're just about out of time. Anything you want to add, say, again?
No, I just want to let Mike Lindell know that I'm not happy with my pillow. If he wants to donate one, he's listening. I'll try it out. You said you have one?
I do.
It's a comfortable pillow?
It is.
I always wonder about those kind of commercials. I didn't know he was a Christian. I would have given them the benefit of the doubt. But I always wonder when they, like these purple mattresses and all this stuff, whenever they say, you know, four easy payments, I'm going, for a pillow? Really? I'm going to.
Think about this pillow is, first of all, you can machine wash it. But the other thing is, it's just a bunch of little foam squares and stuff inside, so you can really put it into any kind of shape you want.
Yeah.
You can bend it over and sleep on your side.
Well, maybe I'll give it a try.
You can do like they do on the cruise ships. You can make it a little animal.
You could.
We'll be back tomorrow, everybody. Take care.